The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, is the use of regional airports the most logical way of relieving the congestion at Dublin Airport with that passenger cap of 32 million? Dee Ryan is the former CEO of Limerick Chamber. She is a member of the government's Shannon Estrey Economic Task Force. And as a result of that, I'm presuming, Dee Ryan, a huge fan of Shannon Airport.
Absolutely, Jonathan, and thank you for having me on to talk once more about how important it is that the government steps in now and ensures that we are making use of our regional airports. You know, and I'm talking about, of course, our two state-owned airports, Shannon and Cork, both motorway connected with existing capacity to handle more passengers. 5 million in total between them, Shannon having capacity for 3 million further passengers per annum and Cork about 2 million further passengers per annum.
Now, I'm going to ground your argument before the debate even begins, because I made a very similar argument to that recently when I was filling in for Ciara on News Talk Breakfast. And then Michael O'Leary of Ryanair came on immediately afterwards and said that my argument was effectively nonsense, that people don't want to fly into Shannon, they don't want to fly into Knock, they don't want to fly into Cork, they all want to fly into Dublin. So therefore, Dublin is where the party is.
And you know that's almost laughable coming from the man who famously has made Paris-ish, capital city-ish airports, so usable and so well connected throughout Europe, much to all of our gratitude, given the fabulous bargains he's able to drive with those regional airports in terms of his own landing fees and the great value that he's able to offer to us, the consumers. I'd love to see Michael O'Leary and the other airlines adopt the same approach to our underutilised airports in Shannon and Cork. And absolutely, it is possible for them to do so. But what isn't talked about in this debate often, Jonathan, is the fact that we have an unregulated, laissez-faire attitude to where airlines connect into the country as we stand right now. Our national aviation policy is 8 years old. It was drawn up in 2016, and it completely does not support the goals of Project Ireland 2040, which is the government's overarching plan for regional growth, regional development. Now, I was delighted and it was refreshing to hear Minister Lawless on the radio earlier today. And in fact, I met him myself earlier this week to discuss this very matter with him. And he has a much more open-minded approach to this matter and, you know, sees the strategic bigger picture here. And as he said himself, there is no cap on entry into the country. But pressure from the airlines, pressure from the DAA to ensure that we continue to funnel all of those flights into the one portal does not serve us as
a state.
But
hang on, you still haven't answered the market argument. And for the record, Dee, I agree with you. But the market argument is that when people want to fly to the island of Ireland, they don't want to fly to Clare. They want to fly to Dublin because they perceive Dublin to be where the action is. Now, we're not going to put a Temple Bar on the main street in Ennis. So how are we going to convince them that they don't need to fly to Dublin?
Well, that's down to the airlines marketing the routes. And to be honest, you know, from an airline perspective, Dublin is a more bankable route to market. You know, it's better known, easier to sell. The solution to this is the government needs to bring in and adopt a carrot and a stick approach. They have to direct and incentivize the airlines to put on routes into the regional airports in addition to any airport route connections they're doing to Dublin Airport. And that will give us the more balanced growth across the country that we have to see.
Yeah. Tyke has texted in. He says that the fact that there's busloads of people all over the country being shuttled to Dublin for flights shows these flights that are wanted in Dublin are not for Dublin-based people. They need to figure out which flights can still fly full from Cork, Shannon, etc. You have transatlantic flights out of Shannon. So, I mean, the option exists. You've got the pre-clearance there as well, which means that it's a very attractive location for airlines to fly in. But Delta, United, they're there for the summer. They're probably going to fly off in a couple of weeks' time. You have got year-round services with Aer Lingus to Shannon and Boston, but that facility isn't exactly been rushed by airlines who want to pack more people into Shannon.
Yeah, and I would say it's really down to the DAA's, you know, very commercial attitude. They want to accommodate as many flights as
Shannon is independent
possible
and has been for years.
It's difficult to compete with the connections and the volume of passengers that are available. It's like it's kind of similar to big brand retailers. Big brand retailers, they don't want to go to a main street on their own. They'd like to be in a shopping centre with other big brand retailers because people are, it's a greater footfall and people are attracted to it. You know, the, if you have a cluster of flights, you'll have more passengers attracted to the airport. And likewise, it makes more commercial sense and it's more efficient for the airlines to operate with a base for crew where they know they're going to be doing a larger volume of flights going through. So this is why I'm saying it has to be a carrot and a stick approach. We have to direct incentivize. As we stand right now, 86% of flights into the country are going into Dublin. And we might be forgiven for thinking that that's normal. It's not. In other countries in Europe, Norway, Portugal and Switzerland, Norway, for example, only 50% of all their flights go into their capital city in Oslo.
It's a bigger country, to be fair. It's a bigger country and that they have more options and their cities are more spread out than ours.
I'll give you Portugal, only 51%. I'll give you Switzerland, only 51%. So, you know, this is not a natural phenomenon that we have occurring here. It is as a result of a laissez-faire policy attitude to airline connections. And, you know, what I try to impress on Minister Lawless and what I will be continuing to discuss with the Department of Transport is the need to update our national aviation policy. Because remember, Jonathan, this isn't just about sunshine routes and making it easier for us all to go on our holidays and to receive in tourists who are so badly needed and so welcome into the country. It's about all of the other important economic investment that these regional airports can support. You know, we're not going to get the investment, we're not going to get the jobs and the housing if we don't have those strategic connections into our regional airports.
All right, Dee, we leave it there for now. That's Dee Ryan, former CEO of Limerick Chamber and member of the government's Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force. One listener says, travellers want to visit national capitals. The nightlife in Knock ain't up to much. When was the last time you were in Knock on a night out? I remember spent a lovely night in a hotel up there. Eventually found a bar, but it took a while. Let's cram everything into Dublin so it chokes once and forever while the rest of the country starves to death, says somebody who's clearly living outside of the M50. I don't know why people would choose to fly from Dublin if they had the option. I know that people get on air coaches from Galway and from Clare and from Waterford and they head up, but it's so much easier and such a nicer experience to fly out of Shannon or Knock or Cork. I don't know why more airlines don't choose to do it, but they just don't want to. I mean, if Michael O'Leary says we're not putting more in, there's a reason why he wants to put more into Dublin and not here.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.